Hallelujah. He's a protector. He's a keeper. He's a life sustainer. Yeah. Amen. He's our God. Amen. Our Psalms reads, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimony and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them. Though thou tookest vengeance on their adventures, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You all may be seated. I'm going to ask Brother Josue to come and give a little testimony this morning about the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Some reason he provides, I said he provides, yes, situations for me to testify. Like the brother said not too long ago, he said, every test and trial that we put through, we look at it as a potential testimony. And that's what has happened to me. He keeps on providing things to confirm the confidence that God could have in me, and every single one of those things just brings me closer to God. You know, I can't even think about the things that I lost, but I could only think about the things that I gained through this. There's not much to say about the accident because I don't have no memory of it. I guess from the hit, it completely blanked out. But I don't have no memory of the accident, but I know who was there to protect me. He gave me an opportunity to, first of all, he spared my life. Because like I told some of the other brothers, if you look at the vehicle, it looks like somebody died. But if you look at the promises of God, somebody's alive. Okay. And he spared my life. He has gave me an opportunity to be alive, to live and keep on serving him, which is what I'm going to do. And if anything, this has strengthened my walk with God, because he has proven himself to me over and over. And in the Bible, he said that he would not leave us nor forsake us. I have had the opportunity to share this testimony. This testimony is in Puerto Rico, is in Mexico, is in Honduras, is in Colombia, is in the United States. The whole day, if I would have been home, I would have probably been busy with the kids doing things, but I was in the hospital, and I was able to share this testimony to every single person that came into my heart. I shared the testimony. Because the Bible says to do good and to communicate, forget not, which in those things God is well pleased. So he gives us a certain situations, and I believe that he does that so we can give him all the glory and show. The one thing that I want to say is one of the brothers that I thought in my heart to share with was, I said, I'm going to call Brother Remy. I don't know why. I said, I'm going to call Brother Remy, and I'm going to share my testimony with him, because maybe he'll share it with somebody else. So
So there were so many other people that I was sharing with that I thought about him. I just want to show you how God cares. And I give many other testimonies that God proved to me that he cares for you. And I thought about Brother Remy, and there were so many people that I shared this testimony with that I completely didn't get to share with him. Now, about 6 or 7 o'clock, I get a phone call, and it says, Brother Remy. And when I saw that, I was like, what? Brother Remy's calling me? Brother Remy called me, and I never knew that Brother Remy was Mike's uncle. I never knew that. And I am very close with Brother Mike. And actually, the day before my accident, I took Brother Mike with me. We spent the whole day together. He went to shul with me. And the things that were spoken and the things that happened and the testimony that I can give you of what happened that day, the devil was not happy. Okay? He was sitting there and he shared the testimony, and Brother Remy called me, and when he called me, I said, what? I forgot to call him, but God knew that in my heart I wanted to share the testimony with him. So he cares, and he showed so many things. Before, I always go to work with my trailer, and God, that morning, a furrier friend of mine asked me if I can help him because he had so much work. He couldn't work the day before because it was raining. And I said, you know what? I'll just drop my stuff, man. I'm going to come and help you. And when I was going to leave the house, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave my trailer. You know, because God made me do that. Amen. Because he knew that tomorrow I'll go get another truck. Like my wife told me, she said, baby, I'm not worrying about that truck. There's a million F-150s, but there's only one Josue.
All right.
So God allowed me to drop my trailer off at the house. So whenever this accident happened, I can have a testimony.
Glory.
And I can still go in with the things that he has built for me to keep on moving.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you guys that the Lord is with us.
Amen.
That it's nothing that we can do, but it's what God did for us. Okay? So I'm just so happy and so excited. And I called the brothers yesterday and I sang a song for them. Because that I was singing that song in the hospital, and the people must have thought that I was crazy. But there was, just so you know how what God does, there was a lady that came into the to take my vitals. And when she came in, she had the scrub, and she looked like a sister, you know? So I was like, she must be a sister, because they you know, it's probably a little uncomfortable to wear a scrub with a skirt, probably. For them, not for us. Because I'm comfortable with the way I live, because when God took my stony heart out, and he gave me a new heart, and he poured his spirit into me, what moves me is something different. So what I'm living, I am super excited, and I delight in the ways of the Lord, like David said.
Amen.
So she came in, and she said, how are you doing? I said, I am rejoicing in the Lord. I'm blessed that God has spared my life, and I am so happy. I just kept talking, and she just, in the hospital, okay? In the hospital, all right? So she just stayed like that, and I didn't see her. I didn't tell her, oh, are you a believer? You know, I see. I didn't tell her that. I started talking to her, brother, and she went from taking my vitals from me to getting up, and I started sharing some things, and I don't know what I was sharing. I don't know what I was talking, but I know I got to the, she told me she was a Pentecostal, right? And when I started talking to her, and I don't know how I got to the baptism part. And I started sharing with her, and I told her that this is what Jesus said, but this is not what John did. Okay? This is not what Peter did. It wasn't the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus said that he spoke in parables. Okay? And the Bible is not understood exactly by what you see, but it's understood by revelation.
Yes.
So Peter caught the revelation that God said, and he said, he baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but Peter baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I told her, if you go to take my MRI that they want to do, and you go over there and you say, this MRI is for the Father, and it's for the son and for the cousin. Are they going to give me an MRI? They're not. This is just what came into my mind. And I'm saying all these things, and I'm like, I know where I'm getting this from.
You
know? And when I told my wife that I was talking to her about that, she's like, really? Talking about the, she don't know this? I said, relax, baby. I said, you got prophetic lens. There's something that you know that a lot of people don't know. Maybe her pastor don't know these things. And I say, you can't, don't take those things lightly. The things that we know are revelations that are for the bride of Jesus Christ. So I started talking to her and telling her, and I showed her, and she just stood there, and she was like, I've never heard anything like that. I said, well, can I show you in the Bible real quick where I got this from? Because this is not something that I came up with. I'm just repeating what is in the Bible, and I'm showing you there. Read them for yourself. If God speaks to you, then take it as that. This is not something that came. Brother Branham said that. I was listening to a message, and he said, don't get mad at me about what I'm saying.
Right.
He said, what I'm saying, I'm not saying anything of from my thoughts. I am just repeating what the Bible says. Lord, if you have a problem, go talk to the
doctor. Right.
Okay?
That's
so right. I just wanted to share these things because I am so excited and so joyful and so grateful that God allowed me to get into that wreck so he can show me. I didn't have my seatbelt on. I just found out because I have a camera inside of my vehicle. And for some reason, God did not allow the whole accident to record. But he recorded about 30 seconds before the accident was recorded. And I was just driving and I did not have my seatbelt because I just left a farm, you know? So that is even greater, a greater miracle, okay? So I just want to tell you that when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he has done for me, my heart cries out, hallelujah, and thank God for saving me. Pretty sure brother Solomon could do better than me.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
glory.
Oh, and all he has done for me, then my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving. Come on, help me sing it. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and all he has done for me, then my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving. Come on, let's sing it one more time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and all he has done for me, oh, then my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing this little song together. We're going to invite our pastor. Amen. It's good to be a friend of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's sing. Oh, who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing, so amazing. Oh, I am a friend, I am a friend of God. Say, I am a friend of God. He called me friend. Say, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. on, let's sing that first verse again.
Oh, who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me? Oh, when I call,
come on, is it true?
Say, is it true that you are thinking of me? Oh, how you love me. It's amazing, so amazing. Oh,
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God.
Yes, I am. He calls me friend. Hey, I am a friend of God. I am a friend. Hallelujah. Yes, I am saved of God. He calls me friend. Oh, God Almighty, God Almighty. Oh, Lord of glory, you have called. Call me friend. God Almighty, God Almighty, Lord of glory. You have called me.
Hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. Sing it again.
Hey, say, God Almighty, Lord of glory. You have called me. Yes, you have. Yes. Hey, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Hey, you call me. Oh, over and over. I am a friend of God. Yeah. One more time, say, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Oh, I am a friend of God. You call me friend.
Somebody praise him in this place. Give him the glory and the honor. He alone is worthy to receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, oh God. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord that God has spared our brother Josue's life. Amen. We certainly thank God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We are just happy to be in God's house. And I wanted to welcome those that are online, amen, with us this morning. Certainly good to have you. And also want to just welcome those that are in the house of the Lord this morning. This morning we have also Brother Leo and Sister Tatiana Blanco, amen, with us. They are guests of Brother Josue, and Brother Josue called me early this week and said Brother Leo wanted to come to church. And I said, well, yes, if they want to come, let them come. We're underneath these COVID-19 guidelines, so we're kind of meeting separately. The congregation is meeting separately. Another service will start at 12, but you know, we are just grateful for how the Lord is just doing things, even during this season, during this time. He's still moving, amen, in ways that go beyond our imagination. As Brother Simba told us in a testimony recently, it says, God is in the details, amen, and he's doing the exceeding, the abundant, above all we can ask or think, and I'm just so grateful for that. So I just wanted to quickly give you all an update as we we're also forgiving those of you that are online.
you have the opportunity to give online. Amen. We have two ways that you can give. One is through our church website, and you would use PayPal for that. It's through the church website or the church app. If you go to the church website, it's www.spiritandtruthtabernacle.org, and underneath the home tab, you'll see donations, and then it gives you instructions for giving through PayPal. Just make sure when you're giving through PayPal, because PayPal does charge fees, amen, for giving. So when you use give to a friend or send to a friend, then we don't get any fees for that. And the friend's email address that you'll use is giving@john423.org, giving@john423.org, if you're using PayPal. Also, the church has established Cash App as another form of giving for those that are online. And if you have Cash App, you would just use the cash symbol there. And our Cash App's is Spirit and Truth T. Spirit and Truth T, as you can see there on the bottom of the screen. So let's pray over our giving. Those that are inside the sanctuary, you can give. We have a little box there on the table. It's a wooden box that you would just put your offering in as you're leaving today. If you put it in before you came, that's perfectly fine. But that's the way you would give to here today. You just put it inside the box. That's what they did in the Bible days. And so good to see that come back around again now. So if you want to give, just put it in the box as you're leaving, amen, on today. So let's just pray over our giving at this time, and we'll just commit this to the Lord. Father, we thank you. You have been a way maker, amen, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, a provider, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. You have been everything and more to us through this season. And God, we thank you that you have blessed us, many of us, to still have our jobs, Lord, where we're at home and still getting paid. Thank you, God, for those that have received stimulus checks. Thank you for those that have received unemployment benefits. Thank you, God, for just providing in ways that go beyond our expectations. We've not lost anything, but we've gained all things. And Lord, we just pray that as we would give, that you would bless our giving. We bring our tithes, we bring our offering into the storehouse, as you told us in your word. And God, the other part that you said is that if we did it, then you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. And God, we have seen you do that. Where Satan might have come in one way, we saw him go out another way, because you rebuked the devourer. It wasn't even us, but you did it on our behalf. And we thank you, God, for manifesting yourself in this way, oh God. So as we bring our tithes and our offering, may you bless it. May you use it for the furtherance of your kingdom on earth. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Just a couple of announcements, and amen. We have a birthday coming up on Tuesday. Sister Blanche, amen, Dixon, we wish her a happy birthday, amen, on Tuesday the 5th. Certainly wish her a happy birthday. Also, we have for our services, we're still just monitoring as they give us, you know, information. We're still monitoring what we're doing here. So we're going to continue forward with our virtual service on Wednesday night. You'll just watch either Periscope or through Facebook. We realize that there's been a few challenges with Facebook, but we are working on all of those challenges. I believe I appreciate the brothers, Brother Quentin and Brother, praise the Lord, Brother Simba and, you know, Brother Jerry. They just, as soon as we discover a problem, we on top of it, trying to get it fixed. So I believe today we got something for you, and I believe everybody be blessed by it. So just bear with us. If you have any troubles, give us some feedback, and we'll continue to work on it. One of the things that has happened that I want to thank God before y'all notice it, one of the things that we noticed, the computer that we were trying to push all these streaming services through, it just told us, I ain't got enough resources. I can't do nothing with all this. So we got together and said, we got to get a computer. We got to get it now, you know, for the church. And so the brothers looked into some things and, you know, and unbeknownst to me, decided that they were going to pool their money together and buy the computer for the church, you know, to get through some of these hurdles. So I want to appreciate, amen, Brother Quentin, Brother Jerry, and Brother Simba for just coming up with that solution. And amen, and just blessing the church. So it's on order, and we overcoming hurdles. Amen. We see a problem, we stepping over the top of it. Praise God. But I appreciate those brothers for that. So Wednesday night, we'll continue to do our Periscope and Facebook Amen. Stream also on Sundays. We'll continue to have our 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. service. So keep that in mind as well. Amen. Those that are not able to come, just join us virtually. Amen. Through Periscope or through Facebook. We're trying to give you two options. So if one fails, please just go right over to the other option. We'll get you in. Also, at this time, I just want to take a moment just to give us an update on our, we do this at the first Sunday of every month. We give you an update on our building fund. And God is moving. God is moving. So really quickly, we have a drive going, a building fund drive. Our goal was to try to raise $105,000 per year. And that was the goal. We had pledged on the goal. People said, I'll give $60,000 towards that $105,000. Amen. And on that $60,000 that's been pledged, we have received $12,770.09. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And on that $12,770.09, we have received $265.15 in interest on that. That's positive. That's positive. And the other big thing I love about this is that we used to tell y'all that transfers, we were transferring money from our building fund to actually pay our bills, our operating expenses. But that transfer is still at zero. And not only is it at zero, we've been able to pay our operating expenses the first weekend of the month for the past few months. It wasn't that way last year. But I every time we write that check, I'm like, Lord, you did it again. Glory to God. Even in the midst of COVID-19, you did it again. That lets me know that, amen, other things are just resources, but God is our source. Amen. And he proves himself over and over again. So for net, amen, that we have this year so far that we've gained in our building fund drive, $13,035.24, even during this period, it's still being positive. Amen. We thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You can turn those lights on there, my brother. I wanted to just do this special for you all this morning. Amen. And just a little something that I had in my heart. And I think my daughter and I practiced this some time ago, but just the situation never presented itself for me to do it. And but this morning I say, I'll do a special if we don't have anybody else. I mentioned that to Brother Solomon. I said, just put me on the list. So I'm gonna do a special, amen, this morning. Brother Josue, you did a good job on that. Think of the goodness of Jesus. We got to get more out of you, brother. More. Amen. But this song is a song that my daughter wrote, amen. My daughter Rebecca here on the piano. She wrote this and I thank God for it. And you know, we just want to just encourage you. This is a very challenging time, amen, for many. But as God's people, we're seeing him move in ways that just go beyond our expectations. I also wanted to just mention Brother Jimmy has a request for prayer. There was in his family, there was a relative that announced that she had cancer, stage 4 cancer. And when she announced it, one of her children didn't take it very well. And one of her sons, I think it's her youngest son, and he didn't take it very well, and he went, and I believe he killed himself. So we want to pray for this family, that God would just give them strength. I mean, a mother that's already suffering in her body, and now she has to deal with, you know, losing her baby son, that is tremendous. That's tremendous. So we want to just remember that family in prayer. Let's just pray for them now. While we're thinking about it, Father, we just want to present this family today in prayer. This mother that's already sick, and God, the doctors have pronounced cancer. And Lord, we know that cancer is not too hard for you. We know that. So God, right where she is, we send the word of healing to her body. As we heard even on last week, how cancer has this, it's a life, got two little eyes trying to destroy the body. Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus, because you told us what we bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So God, we loose the healing virtue of Jesus to flow through her body. She's already going through enough in the loss of a son. God, people are dying without hope. They don't realize that they could turn to you, God. And I just pray that you would use this as an opportunity for someone to recognize how powerful you are. And Lord, if their souls are not right with you, Father, the first healing that we'd like to take place is the healing of the soul. So, Father, we ask that you would move by your spirit upon her even right now. And, Lord, as Brother Jimmy would come in contact and other believers in the family come in contact with these family members, may you give them the right words to speak, God, that would bring peace, that would bring comfort, that would bring healing, that would bring hope, oh God, is our prayer. We commit this family into your hands. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The song is written from the scripture in Psalms 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. In troubled times, you go before. You lead the way. You calm my storms. I place my hope in you. For Jesus, you will never leave me. Mountaintop or valley, God, I know that you are with me. So I'll keep holding to your promise. When all I see is darkness, God, I know that you are with me. Yes, you are. In troubled times, you go before. You lead the way. You calm my storms. I place my hope in you. Oh, I will trust you. Oh yes I will. For Jesus, you will never leave me. Mountaintop or valley, God, I know that you are with me. So I'll keep holding to your promise. When all I see is darkness, God, I know that you are with me. And though the oceans may roar and the mountains be shaken, I know I'm not forsaken, for you are with me. Hey, in every step that I take, oh, I won't have to worry. I know your hand will guide me, for you are with me. And though the oceans may roar and the mountains be shaken, oh God, see, I'm not forsaken, because you are with me. And every step I take, oh, I won't have to worry.
guide me. God, I know you are with me. Jesus, you will never leave me. Mountain top or valley, God, I know that you are with me. So I'll keep holding to your promise. When all I see is darkness, God, I know that you are with me. So I'll keep holding to your promise. When all I see is darkness, for I know that you are with me. I said I'll keep holding to your promise. When all I see is darkness, 'cause I know, God, that you are with me. I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm gonna keep holding on. Yeah, because you are with me. Hey, I'll never let go. Oh, God, see, I'll never let go. Yeah, oh, I'll never let go. Because I know, God, you are with me. I'll hold to every word. I'll hold to every word. I'll hold to every word. Oh, my, my, my. 'Cause you are with me. So I'll keep holding to your promise. When all I see is darkness, 'cause I know, God, that you are with me.
Hallelujah. We don't have to be discouraged in an hour like this. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We can hold it to his word. And man, he's a God. I said this a few weeks ago. You know, God's already on the other side of Corona. Amen. He didn't stop at Corona. He was on the other side just waiting for us to come through. Amen. And, you know, there's still promises in the scripture that must be fulfilled. So, amen. We got a faith and we got a confidence that what God has spoken, it will come to pass. And there's nothing that can stop it, amen, from happening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This song that I learned, a friend of mine taught it to me. We're out in Tucson, Arizona together preaching. And they called us, I and another brother, we were called out, and they wanted us to come and preach and then have a worship service together. And we did that. We just had some good times there in Amazing Grace Tabernacle in Tucson, Arizona. Brother Caleb DeRon is the pastor. And by God's grace, amen, I didn't tell the church this ahead of time because with all the COVID stuff, I didn't know how it was going to work out. But God allowed it to work out. And this morning, our precious brother Cadre Diggs will be preaching for us. Now, for those of you that are online and coming to the 12 o'clock service, don't get mad at Pastor. Please don't get mad at Pastor. He'll be here for the 12 o'clock service too, so... Amen. But we're happy to have him here today, and I believe the Lord is going to speak to our hearts. Amen. Are y'all ready to hear the word of God?
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. Amen. And let's just lift our hands, close our eyes. This song says, I'll be sitting at your feet, worshiping at your feet forever. That's the place that I'm going to be. You're going to find me right at your feet, Jesus. To worship at your feet. I'll be right here at your forever, forever. Come on, I'll be seated at your
to worship your feet. Oh, I'll be right here forever. Come on, somebody, help me say, I'll be seated.
Serve a good God.
Yes, we do, brother.
Amen. We certainly enjoy the worship service and the testimonies, and you know, God's reputation remains the same. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He's just all around God.
Yes, he is.
And we appreciate him. We appreciate Brother Jack. Amen. Like he said, we you know, had this in the works and all this COVID stuff, you know, but you can't stop what God is doing.
Right.
So we're just here to be a blessing to you, and we pray that, you know, we all can get out of the way and just have a good time in the Lord today. Let's just bow our heads and we'll get right into the Word of God. If you have an unspoken request, you can acknowledge to the Lord by the uplifted hand. So let's just pray. Lord Jesus, Father, you see the hands that are lifted to you, Lord, because we lift our hands in faith, Lord, to defy the law of gravity, Lord, showing that our need is greater, Lord. And Lord, you know what's behind the raising of the hand, Lord. You know the desire and the intent behind us asking, Lord, the desire upon our hearts, Father. And we know that, Lord, all things are given and created for you and by you, Lord. And Lord, we just want to be a part of that, Lord, a part of that creation that's here to do your will and your complete will. And Lord, we just ask, Father, you just give each and every person here, Lord, their heart's desire, Lord, according to your will. Lord, bless this church. Lord, all those who are here and those that may be listening, Father, and those that's connected to this ministry, Lord God, just keep us under your atoning blood, Lord. And we always say, Lord, and we don't want it to get common to us, but Father, forgive us for our sins, Lord. Forgive us for our trespasses, Lord, and even the things that we do, Lord, that we don't even know, Lord, that's a stench in your nostrils, Lord. Lord, make us aware of those things, Father, that we can remain blameless in your sight, Lord. Lord, we love you and we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. At church, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get our Bibles and let's turn to, I want to go to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17, and just to say, you know, I know we do a lot of streaming and different things, but the virus hasn't slowed me down any. So, cameramen, hey, man, like T.D. Jakes, hey, get ready. Hey, man. Praise God. You know, Genesis 17, let's just read verse 1. The Bible says, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him. Amen. Saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many
nations. Amen. Let's go to Acts, the 9th chapter. Acts chapter 9. Let's just pick up at verse 13. Then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard by many of this man now how much evil he have done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he have authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Amen. What, one more verse of scripture, Romans, the 9th chapter. Romans 9, let's read verse 11. Romans 9 and 11, the Bible says, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth." Amen. May the Lord bless reading of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. You know, by the grace of God today, I want to use for a subject, but before I give my subject, I kind of want to divert our attention. I want to divert the way we've been thinking. You know, this COVID-19, you know, we've been giving so much attention to this. I think we forget sometimes we serve a mighty God. You know, it's I got this symptom, I got that symptom. What's the difference between those previous symptoms than the symptoms now? God healed from the flu. God healed from AIDS. God healed from diabetes. God healed from cancer. So what is COVID-19 to God? Church, let's refocus. Amen. This what's going on. Amen. I think God is trying to let us see that he's still God. I believe God is calling those back who may have gone wayside. So I want to say to you, when these restrictions lift up, don't be late to church. You might not have a spot. Hallelujah. You know, and for those of you who may have come back and you're streaming the service, don't be like the people of 9/11. You know, once everything was over, people went back to their same old lives. No, God has allowed this for a reason. Yes, sir. Amen. And could it be God calling you back to your position? Amen. God allows these to happen. Remember, the devil is a tool in God's hand. He can only do but what God allows. Yes, exactly right. So you mean to tell me God allowed COVID-19? Yes, he did. Yes, right. Hallelujah. Because right. He could have easily stopped it. That's right. Read your Bible. When the plague came, God sent ministers to come and stand before the people and the plague. Yes, sir. He's still the same God. Yes, he could have easily stopped it. But let's get into my topic today. Amen. I want to use this for a subject. The cost of being positionally placed. The cost of being positionally placed. And you know, we look and we see what's going on with this virus and all this stuff. And you know, and there is a cost. There is a cost. You know, some people have lost their lives and you know, and loved ones have gotten, you know, sick and all these things. But what's behind it? Amen. What could God be doing? Hallelujah. You know, I'm one of those people, and we'll probably deal with this the next service, but I'm one of those people who are not going to give the devil any credit. Hallelujah. You know, if I can, church, that there is a cause for you and I to be made perfect. Yes. Hallelujah. And that's what God is doing. Hallelujah. Yes. Could it be that this whole COVID-19 is a challenge to your faith? Because remember, God told Abraham, hallelujah, before he even announced that he was the father of faith, he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Yes. Hallelujah. God didn't tell him the cost it was going to become perfect. God didn't tell him that he was going to have to separate from his father, separate from his nephew. God didn't tell him that. God didn't tell him the cost that he was going to have to fight three kings for a backslidden nephew. God didn't tell him, you're going to go down to this place and they're going to take your wife. There is a cost to be positionally placed. Hallelujah. But that cost, that trial, that tribulation, that pain, that agony is working for your perfection.
Amen.
Working for your good. Y'all heard the brother testify about the accident? There was a cost. But how many other people were blessed out of what he's going through? And sometimes we miss that because we're channeling in on the hurt, on the pain and all these things. But the cost is what's making us better.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God didn't tell Abraham, hallelujah, yeah, you're going to be the father of faith, hallelujah. But he didn't tell him, hallelujah, your wife is going to be barren for 25 years. God didn't tell, hallelujah, God didn't tell Sarah that you're, hallelujah, going to feel so bad, you're going to give your husband to another lady. And she was a part of the promise. God didn't tell her in being perfected that she was going to get so low, she was going to give her husband away. But that was the cost of being positionally placed. That was the cause of becoming perfect, hallelujah. Oh, my church. Look, can you imagine how she felt? Read your Bible, how she felt when she, hallelujah, she said, well, God, I know you said that we're going to have a child. She said, but I'm barren. She's going through all this in her mind.
Right.
Hallelujah. She's going through all this and she's thinking about the cost, hallelujah, of how I'm going to fulfill God's word, but it ain't up to us.
That's right. Hallelujah.
He said, walk. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Walk. Hallelujah. Don't stand still. All God said was walk. And Abraham's walking. Hallelujah. He had friction with family. Hallelujah. He had friction with Lot. Hallelujah. He had friction with the kings of the land. Hallelujah. He even, hallelujah, had friction in his own household.
Amen. Amen.
But he still was the father of faith. So the cause did not stop perfection from coming this way.
Right, right.
All right. Hallelujah. And you know, church, we look and I wanna read you something real quick. I'm gonna try to go quick. Hallelujah. Let's go to things that are to be. Amen. You know, and Jack said something yesterday, and I almost made that my title. Hallelujah. But I want us to rethink this thing, hallelujah. And we were riding, me and my brother Quentin, and we were sitting down fellowship and just talking about all the things that God has done. And Jack made the statement, the blessings of COVID-19. How many of you can look at these past couple months and say, my experience with God has been a blessing? Has he continued to pay your bills? Has he continued to heal your body? Is he delivering your family? Hallelujah. COVID-19 has been a blessing to the bride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of you are getting checks and you don't even have a job. What did that? It was COVID-19. Thank God for COVID-19. Remember, remember I said the devil don't get no credit.
No, sir. No, sir.
Brother Solomon, because of COVID-19, some of our prayer lives have gotten greater.
That's exactly right, brother. Amen. Amen.
And you know the devil, he said, yeah, but we wearing masks and we wearing gloves and all these things. But there's a hallelujah behind my mask.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. Oh, yes.
The mask can't stop what's coming out.
That's the truth, brother.
And I'm going to give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
That's actually my subtitle, The Blessings of COVID-19. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for this trial,
huh?
Hallelujah, we couldn't even, hallelujah, God has rekindled the hunger in some of our lives.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Church, look, hallelujah. You know, back home, our governor, he said, hey, he not going to stop church because church is essential.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Church is up there. We're going to get something to eat. Church is up there, we're going to get your medicine. Church is up there with all the other things that they think is important.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, and by the grace, thank God for South Carolina.
Amen. Praise Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. And just in case y'all don't know, SC stands for Serious Christians.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prayer, hallelujah. Praying to our God. But you know, hallelujah, we've been constantly still coming to church. And what I like about this, these are the blessings of COVID-19. Because in these kind of moments, we don't have people that don't want to be here. Hey, look here. When they said only 10 people can come to church back home and all these things, and they put that out in the air, and if you out and about, you're going to get stopped. I said, hey, if I get stopped, I'm going to tell the people I'm just one of them 10 people. Now, I don't know who else going to be there, but all I know is I'm one in a number. It might be, hallelujah, 9 people there, but I know I'm number 10.
Yes, sir.
You ain't gonna stop me from getting my blessing.
Exactly.
Authority, national guard, whatever you want to call it, I am one of those people. Hallelujah. But you know, COVID-19 has been a blessing. Hallelujah. Church, I could tell you some things, but I don't want to prolong the time. But let's get things that ought to be. Listen. I want you to understand something. I want us to reevaluate what's going on. And let's stop, hallelujah, giving the devil strength. Because he ain't doing nothing. Remember, hallelujah, Satan is not the death angel. He don't control death, God does. God is the only giver and taker of life. Remember, he didn't say when the devil sees the blood, he'll pass over. He said when I see the blood, I'll pass over.
Exactly.
So if he was passing over, that must mean he was the death angel.
Oh my.
I see the blood. Hallelujah. See, it's only God who can see his own life. Satan don't know who you are. Hallelujah. See, he studies you, and he's curious about it. So he sends you through all kind of tests and trials and all that stuff, and the spirit inside of you proves who you are.
Right.
Hallelujah. But he don't know who you are. He don't know what's in your heart. Hallelujah. He didn't know that prostitute one day was going to go buy an alabaster box.
No, sir. He didn't know that.
He didn't know, hallelujah, that the gene seed of God was going to come through Rahab the harlot.
Right, brother. Amen.
He didn't know that. Hallelujah. So he ain't controlling nothing. Listen. Right here in things that ought to be. He says, look, your birth here was pre-planned.
Yes,
sir. I am not a mistake.
No, sir. Not at all. Not at all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
You say, well, mama and daddy had a oops. Well, according to God, I was pre-planned.
Amen.
You know, hallelujah, I'm one of those people in church that just can't be still. You know why? Because I am a germ of life.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you watch a germ under a microscope, it ain't just sitting there saying, oh, it's all right. When you put it under the microscope, that germ is moving. That germ is doing something. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's alive. It's alive. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessings of COVID-19 because it shows who is alive. Hallelujah. You know, church, we want to take it back. Hallelujah. COVID-19 is not a curse, it's a blessing. And you know, somebody might hear this and they be like, man, what's wrong with you? People dying and all of you think that ain't the will of God? All right. Remember, he controls death.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If you lost a loved one, let's put it like this. They in a better place.
Hello.
I guarantee you, hallelujah, if they had a chance to come and talk to you, they'd tell you, leave me alone. I like it over here. I ain't coming back. Hallelujah. I didn't heard about this all my life, and now I am in my theophany.
Hallelujah.
And you think I want to give this up to come back and struggle? Hallelujah. In the flesh, I'm in my word body. Leave me alone. This is the blessings of COVID-19.
Amen. Amen.
Oh my. Listen, your birth, hallelujah, here was pre-planned. I guess you believe that. Every one of you knows, hallelujah, that our birth was pre-planned. Did you know, hallelujah, did you know, church, that you being here never originated just at a myth or a thought? Everything was all pre-planned by God.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let me tell you something, hallelujah, right here, hallelujah, May the 2nd, we're in the will of God.
Yes,
with my gloves, with my mask, I'm in the will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With two services, we're in the will of God.
Yes,
God knew what we was going to do before it even happened.
Yes,
he pre-planned this church. We are to rejoice and say, thank God I'm in your plan.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
Was all pre-planned by God before everything. Listen to that. Everything, hallelujah, was all pre-planned by God before the foundation of the world.
Yes, sir.
Everything.
Everything.
Church, hallelujah, I had the flu about 2 weeks ago. It was pre-planned by God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, sometimes, hallelujah, remember, we have scripture for everything. Remember, the Bible says, even when you're bringing forth fruit, he'll purge you that you bring forth more fruit.
Right.
Now, I ain't had the flu in maybe 15 years. But this time, hallelujah, God wanted to show me that he's still God. I didn't have no cough. I didn't have no runny nose. I didn't have any. The only thing I had was a fever. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Even the flu was a representation that I'm on fire. The blessings of COVID-19. Remember, the prophet of God said, hallelujah, read your Bible and you should see God in every scripture. Now, I wonder, can you see God in everything you're going through? He said, if you can't, go back and look at it again.
Amen.
Because what did the flu cause me to do? It caused me to pray and call out on God.
Yes, sir. All
right. You think the devil playing that?
Amen.
You think the devil say, I'm gonna make him sick so he can call on Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna make him sick so he can see, hallelujah, that God is still a healer.
Uh-huh.
No. Church, that was just the cause of me, hallelujah, being more perfected.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I'm here to say, hallelujah, I'm here to let you know that God's reputation remains the same.
Yes, sir.
He's still a deliverer.
Yes,
he's still a healer. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Church, I remember a night I was laying in my bed, hallelujah, and I was burning up, and the only thing I could do was say, by your stripes, I'm healed.
Amen. Amen.
Because I definitely wasn't going to the hospital so they could isolate me and try to give me something I didn't ask for. They tried that with my mama, hallelujah. My mama was getting dehydrated because of medicine she was taking. So she went to the hospital and they said, hey, you got this, you got that. She said, no, I don't. I came in here because I'm dehydrated. Y'all going to treat me for my dehydration and I'm going to leave.
Praise the Lord.
The blessings of COVID-19. What was happening? God was showing her that you still have the spoken word in your mouth. Big doctor came in and he said, oh, did they tell you? 2 days later, did they tell you? She was like, tell me what? He said, you got the virus. She said, look, man. That's what some of y'all need to do. You need to tell the devil, look, man. Big doctor, hallelujah. You know, probably got a lot of respect in the hospital. But to her, she was just another man. She said, look, man. I came in here for dehydration. Treat me for my dehydration. I ain't got no coronavirus. All right. All right. And she walked out of there without it.
That's right. That's right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We'll get into this next service, but hallelujah. If you got a sickness, that's because you claimed it.
That's it. That's the truth. That's it.
Hallelujah. What can COVID-19 do to us? Hallelujah. What could the corona do to you except you first accept it? Let me get off that. Let me get off that. Hallelujah. But look, where am I? He says, everything was already pre-planned by God before the foundation of the world that you're here. He said, the infinite God knows. To be infinite, he had to know every flea. Man. That would ever be in the earth. Church, every flea. Think about all the dogs and cats, hallelujah, that you may see on a daily basis. If they got fleas, God know them by number. We serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Oh my. He said he had to know every flea that would ever be in the earth and how many times it would, hallelujah, bat its eyes. God told my. You mean to tell me the flea doing like this and God knows how many times? How many times the flea go? Not one, everyone. And you worried about, I can't taste and I can't smell and the germ wash your hands and all this. He didn't know how many times the flea will bat his eye. Just to show you how great that is, what if a house or a area is infested with fleas? God knows how many times every flea in that infestation will bat its eyes. And you run around here, Lord, what I'm going to do? Let me tell you what you ought to do. Bat your eyes. Bat your eyes. When the devil start talking crazy, just bat your eyes. Because God knows he can count the hairs on your head.
Hallelujah.
Oh, church, we serve a mighty God. But there is a cost to being positionally placed. You know, if I can, like I said, I ain't going to be too much longer. But church, when we look at what goes on in life, sometimes we look at it and we be like, Lord, why me? Because you're called to be perfect. Like I said about Abraham, he didn't know, hallelujah, that he was going to get to a place, hallelujah. See, a lot of times the trial is a blessing because there are things in you that you don't know are there. And only that trial can bring it out. Hallelujah. Abraham didn't know he still had a lion spirit. But the cost of him losing his wife, hallelujah, caused perfection, hallelujah, to get into motion. Hallelujah. God knew he still had a lion, a little bit of lion in him. Hallelujah. So God let him go through something that he could feel some pain. And that very thing was going to perfect him. After that scene right there, how many other times did Abraham lie? Let me say it like this. When his life was on the line, never again. Remember, he had to go get Lot with 316 or 18 servants. They ain't had no rifles, no guns, no spears. They probably had some shovels and some rakes, you know, some things like that. But he went to fight. Hallelujah. He went to fight. He stood up. He fought. Hallelujah. He depended on his God. That wasn't the same Abraham before. Same Abraham wasn't willing to fight. He wasn't willing, hallelujah, to be positionally placed because of the cost. But once God came on the scene, even in church, listen to this, even when you lie, that don't stop the promise of God. Abraham lied, but then, hallelujah, he couldn't stop, hallelujah, the promise of God's word, hallelujah, because if a lie can stop God's word, it can stop you. Even when the serpent lied to Eve, God still came and made a way of redemption.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So he allows things so we can see the cost. Hallelujah. And then there are things that come out of you that's laying there in your Christian journey. Abraham was the father of faith, and father of faith, and you, my sister. God had to go ahead and get that lion out of him so he can go to the next level. Hallelujah. Because from there, he never lied again. Hallelujah. But you know, that spirit was in his seed. That spirit was in his lineage. Hallelujah. So he let his son go through the same thing. What did he do? He lied. What was it? They were afraid of the cost, but they were being positionally placed. Indeed, if you get all the way down, and if I could just for a moment, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't realize what we have to go through to get to where God wants us.
Yes, amen.
And let me say it like this: stop looking at what you're going through as something bad. No, you're being perfected.
Right.
You're being perfected. Hallelujah. Abraham was being perfected. Isaac was being perfected. Now let's talk about Jacob. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. God told Abraham, hallelujah, that your seed is going to be like the stars. Hallelujah. That there are going to be nations in you. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Jacob was a part of that promise. But Jacob didn't realize the cost of fulfilling his father's promise. He just had some urges. He didn't know where they were coming from. Hallelujah. He had an urge for the birthright. Hallelujah. He couldn't explain where it was coming from, but there was going to be a cost. Hallelujah. What was the cost? Hallelujah. A mama lying to her husband. But that was God's will. I ain't telling nobody to lie to their spouse. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. Once Isaac found out, hallelujah, that his wife lied to him, do you think they just sit there and say, well, praise God, we know the Lord is in control. This man was a prophet. Hallelujah. And he was deceived by his wife and his son. Hallelujah. So bad. Look at the cost, church. Hallelujah. Once, hallelujah. Look, let's realize this. Amen. Jacob's mama helped him deceive his brother and his daddy. But there was a cost. Hallelujah. Look, church, most of us, amen, most of us got siblings. Hallelujah. You know, I know y'all probably had a good time going out there fishing and doing everything, you know. Hallelujah. Brother Roosevelt and your mom, you know, just having a good time. Brothers, hallelujah. Amen. Just having a good time. Jacob didn't have that. The cost of him being positioned in place made him lose the relationship with his brother. Made him lose the relationship with his father. because his brother wanted to kill him, so now he had to run. Church, they couldn't go, and he couldn't be like us, go in the backyard and throw the football with his brother. The cost of him being positioned in place was him losing his relationship with his brother. The cost of him being positioned in place was him leaving his house at a young age and getting out and being on your own. That was the cost. But it didn't stop there. Now he gets down to Laban's house. Hallelujah. Amen. And he see Rachel. He's like, oh my. Ooh. He goes to Laban and says, what I got to do to have her? What's the cost? He says, 7 years. Give me 7 years. That's the cost. If you want her, give me 7 years. Notice he didn't say you can't have her. That means she was already his, but he had to work for her. So he worked 7 years. Hallelujah. Labored 7 years only to get behind the veil and realize it was Leah. The cost of being positioned in place was Jacob getting a woman that he didn't love. Y'all think he loved Leah? No. He didn't want Leah. He wanted Rachel.
Right.
But that was the cost of being positioned in place. Hallelujah. So now he got two wives. One he loves and one he don't. Hallelujah. But then look at the cost. Hallelujah. Of God bringing out that nation. Hallelujah. Now he has the wife that he loves who can't have no children. Hallelujah. Amen. So he had to go to Leah, hallelujah, to bring forth, hallelujah, some of the nation, hallelujah. Glory. But think about it. Leah, hallelujah, was happy to do it, but Rachel wasn't. She had to give her husband up. But it was God, hallelujah, bringing forth perfection. It was God keeping his promise, hallelujah. And you know, look at Rachel. Now Rachel's so upset, hallelujah, that Leah bringing forth kids, she gives her husband to a handmaid. Can you imagine how she felt? I can't have no kids, so I'm going to give my husband to my handmaid. If you can't imagine how I feel, let's go back to Sarah and Hagar. Once Hagar had that baby, Sarah was like, I snapped the fire out of you. She wasn't happy with Ishmael coming forth. Hallelujah. She wanted to have a baby on her own. But it was the cause of those nations coming forth. Think about it. She didn't want to give it up. Once Hagar had that baby, she was like, you got to leave here. I know I agreed to it, but I changed my mind. You got to go. Now, can you imagine, hallelujah, Leah having babies and Rachel right there barren, hallelujah, and she give the handmaid. Now, everybody having kids but her. But what was it? It was God positionally placing his word, hallelujah. So, God knew that there was a Levi. God knew that there was a Simeon. God knew that, hallelujah, that there were different ones that were not in Rachel.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. But then you look, hallelujah, Rachel, hallelujah, gives her handmaid. So Leah say, you want to play like that? I'll give him mine. And you got babies coming from everywhere but Rachel. Now look at the cost. Hallelujah. You got four women look like it's fighting over one man. But no, it's God bringing forth his promise.
Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, examine some of this by what you're going through. Can you see God keeping his promise?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the only two in that nation that were in Rachel were Benjamin and Joseph. Everybody else came from, hallelujah, women that Jacob didn't love. Hallelujah. But you look at a church, it's like he got four women fighting over him. But what is it? Hallelujah. It's God positionally placing his word. Because he told Abraham, your seed going to be like the stars. And then you go look in the scripture where it talks about 144,000. Where did they come from? Right there. Them four women fighting. He mine. No, he mine. I got three babies. Well, I got four. What looked like a fight was the will of God. What looked like confusion was the will of God. Don't judge something by what you see. It could be God doing something. Leave people alone. Church, it was all, hallelujah, God positionally placing Jacob. Hallelujah. He had to get to a place where he have all the kids. Now he's down at Laban's house. And now he didn't start, who he is didn't start to coming out. He didn't start tricking Laban and doing all kind of stuff, getting speckled cattle and all this, because Laban got mad. Laban got mad, hallelujah, and Jacob could feel his anger. What was it? That was the cost of being positionally placed. Now Jacob, hallelujah, the place he went to feel safe, now he got to run back. Hallelujah. But on his way back, he realized Esau is coming. So now he got to fight this way, he got to fight that way. So what did the cause cause him to do? Fall on his knees. The cost of all the things he went through caused him to have a Peniel with God. But that means he met God face to face. So all of his troubles brought him to a place to where he saw God face to face. He wrestled with God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And Brother Branham said he prevailed.
Amen. Yes, sir.
All his trouble caused him to wrestle with God and prevail.
Hallelujah.
What about you? What is your trouble causing in your life? You might say, oh, Red Deeds, I got this problem, I got that problem. You think the devil is causing it? Remember, God said, Pharaoh, I'm going to get glory for you. God hardened his heart. Let's look at Moses a little bit. I ain't going to be too much long. Y'all know I'm about to close. But look, let's look at the cost. Hallelujah. Jochebed and her husband, they have a beautiful, handsome little boy. They name him Moses. And at his birth, she could see that there was something special about him. But then a decree comes out, hallelujah, that there's a deliverer in the land. And I think the prophet said around 2 years old and up, hallelujah, a decree went out, kill all the males. Right. Now this woman, hallelujah, didn't see something special by her son, but the cost, she got to give him up. Right. It wasn't in her heart to kill him. What was in her heart was to put him in the river. Put him in an ark. God told my oh, hallelujah. See, she's flashing back. She's being inspired by deliverance before. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Remember, deliverance before, the people escaped Noah and his family in an ark.
Right.
So when you're going through things, you ought to be inspired by what was already written.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We got witnesses of it. Hallelujah. Amen. We were just talking about some of us a couple weeks ago. We were supposed to be in London. Hallelujah. But some of y'all might not know. One time they were on their way to London and Tina and Jack grounded a plane by the spoken word.
Yes, sir.
I mean Erica and Jack. Hallelujah. Tina was there too, though, I think. Oh, she didn't go that trip. Hallelujah. But you know, hallelujah. The people said, hey, y'all too late. You can't get on the plane. They said, what you mean? I didn't pay my money. I'm the plane right there. What you mean? I said, no, we can't. Y'all can't get. And Jack said, look here. I got to go minister. And there's going to be a lot of people upset if y'all don't get me on that plane. And you know, Jack is calm. But one thing you don't do, you don't mess with a wife and a husband. Let me tell y'all, some of us say, but we still got some ghetto way down in there. Sometimes that ghetto come out. The Poconos will come out. Miami will come out. The situation is what brings it out. Hallelujah. And you know, hallelujah, Erica was finna get into it. We done paid our money, and we getting on this plane. I think your mama or somebody was already on the plane. And you think I'm gonna let my mama go without me? Mm-mm. So you know what? Hey, Jack, Erica. Erica was finna get into it. And Jack said, honey, just come on, baby. Come on. He said, while he was backing up, he started to have a thought of what happened in times past.
Yes, sir.
He started to have a thought, hallelujah, of what another believer did, hallelujah, amen, in their time of pandemic.
Right.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, my, running out of time. Hallelujah. But church, he started back up, and something started to come to his mind. Hallelujah. A voice said, remember the woman in Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. These testimonies are on tape for our good.
Yes, sir. Truth, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're not following a man. We're following the voice of God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Exactly right.
Church, and it says, remember the woman in Memphis, Tennessee. So, hallelujah. The plane, they didn't close the doors. They saying, we can't get your tickets. The plane is finna back up. All these things. So, all Jack and Erica had was a prayer. Hallelujah. And Jack, he can tell you what the prayer was at another time. But it went something like this. Lord, you know, we got to go to England, and I need that plane to stand still.
Amen.
That plane ain't going nowhere without us. You still, hallelujah, what you did for the woman in Memphis, Tennessee, you can do it right here in West Palm Beach.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. And y'all know on tape, it's already on tape, that the prophet spoke in West Palm Beach several times.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. And just like I said, serious Christians, hallelujah, in Columbia, South Carolina was where he preached Deep Call to the Deep. And there's another quote, hallelujah, where he's saying, I've been here, I've been there, but I've never been to Columbia, so I guess God is saving the best for last. Now, if you want to have a quote war, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me, because I bring some stuff out on you.
Hallelujah.
He said, we'll save the best for last. That was Columbia, South Carolina.
All right.
Born and raised. Hallelujah. Glory. But anyway, they prayed the prayer. And right after he prayed the prayer, hallelujah, the stewardess lady, kiosk lady, gets a phone call. Right after he prayed the prayer, the plane is backing up, hallelujah. Next thing you know, the plane is pulling back up. Next thing you know, the door is opening back up. The next thing you know, everything the kiosk lady said she couldn't do, she started to do. She started to get their seats together. She started to get their tickets together. She started to open the door. And the next thing you know, church, hallelujah, what was the cause for them being late? Hallelujah. All God wanted to show them is how the bride is still in preview. Here comes Erica and Jack going down the aisle while everybody else is on the plane. Everybody else see them get on the plane and their seats were still reserved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nobody can take your place. Your seats are still reserved. No matter what you go through, no matter how hard things get, nobody can take your seat. Hallelujah. Nobody can take your place in this quarantine, in this pandemic, hallelujah, in this coronavirus, hallelujah.
Nobody
can take your place. Hallelujah. God has a spot waiting on you,
yes, sure
that nobody else can take.
Amen.
But there's a cost for us to become perfect. You got to go through things. But what's your, and think about this now. Hallelujah. How do you get perfect? Trial and error. The Bible says, and Jesus was made perfect by the things he suffered. The Lord Jesus was made perfect by the cost, by the things he suffered. Hallelujah. And we think we just going to skip down the yellow brick road. I'm bride. I'm in the message. And don't have no trial? The trial is what's perfecting you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. The trial is what's making you who you are.
Amen.
Don't murmur and complain. Don't cry. That's when you lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, because you're working on me.
Amen.
Church, if you look, hallelujah, Moses going down the river, hallelujah, and you think about how that mama felt, hallelujah, giving her child up. And she knew that there was something special about him. Giving him up, that's the cost, giving him up, hallelujah. But look, his sister gets anointed. And she said, mommy, you want me to follow and see where he goes? She says, yes, child, go, child. So she going down the river, hallelujah. A little girl going down the river, following the basket, hallelujah. And you know the basket had went into territories where she wasn't supposed to be. She wasn't supposed to be there, hallelujah. But she went, look at the boldness God gave that little girl. He's still Jehovah Rah. Hallelujah. Church, now look at God. The cost of that mother giving her child up, she didn't realize how God was positionally placing everything. But look, now Moses comes into, hallelujah, the little area where Pharaoh's daughter is right there bathing, whatever she is. And look at God. Remember, we read everything is pre-planned because God is infinite. He already knows. Why her? Because the baby had to go to somebody who had a desire for a child. He didn't send it to somebody, there's a Hebrew baby, I'm going to kill it. No, the baby got to somebody who was going to have compassion. Because she didn't have no children, but she was longing for a baby. Hallelujah. Now here comes this baby down the river, hallelujah. And she receives it, and she says, my God has answered my prayer. Not Jehovah, hallelujah. She didn't believe in Jehovah, hallelujah. But she was giving her heathen God credit when it was the real God doing it.
Amen. Exactly right.
My God has answered my prayer. Woo! God can make the heathen give him praise.
Amen.
And then here comes Miriam, hallelujah. It says, do you want me to get one of the Hebrew mothers to come in and feed him? She says, yes, child, yes, child, yes, child. The cost of giving him up was her receiving him again.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
If your children acting up, give them to God.
Yes, sir.
Your spouse acting up, give them to God. The boss man on the job acting up, give it to God.
Right. All right, brother.
Don't try to fight it on your own. Give it to God. Let God have it.
Yes, sir.
So now, hallelujah, Moses' nanny is his mama.
Right, brother.
Ooh, he's being raised, hallelujah, by the nanny slash mama. And Pharaoh's mother, Pharaoh's daughter, don't even know who she is. She don't even know, hallelujah, that the woman who gave her up, you didn't hire to take care of him.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
You can't tell me God ain't in control.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
And probably every day, she's reminding Moses of who he is. Hey, honey, you know that you're something great about you. You're a deliverer. Every day, you're a deliverer. There's something about you, you're a deliverer. Till one day, hallelujah, it clicked. Moses saw them down and fight. Now, he didn't know the cost of what it was going to be to become that deliverer. He didn't know that one day, hallelujah, hallelujah, so much connection and anger was going to rise up. He was going to see, hallelujah, his people getting beat, hallelujah. Never identified with them people before. But this one day, something came over him where he couldn't take it no more. Goes up to an Egyptian and pop his neck. He didn't realize the cost of becoming that deliverer. Now, hallelujah, it gets out that Moses, hallelujah, next in line to the throne, hallelujah, has killed one of his own for the Hebrew slaves. Now he has to run for his life. But you know, that was God's plan. Because way back there on the backside of the desert, God had this special bush sitting there. He had this special bush sitting back there, and at an appointed time, he was going to call Moses' name. So Moses had to leave Egypt, hallelujah, and get in position to hear God calling his name out of the bush that he set there before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But look at all the things he had to give up, church. Hallelujah. He couldn't have a relationship with his brother and his sister. Couldn't have a relationship with his mama and his daddy. He had to give all that up to become a deliverer.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, no doubt, all of us go through things. But let's start looking at it for what it is. I don't know about y'all, but when I go through stuff, I'm like, Satan, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't controlling this. God got my life. And sometimes you need help to get there. Hallelujah. Because I remember one day I was sitting in church, you know, going through something. I've got all the stuff going in my mind. Hallelujah. And I don't know. That's why it's good to know who your pastor is. Hallelujah. Because he'll speak to you without you even asking him a question.
All right. True.
Amen.
Amen.
You ain't had no meeting. You ain't called him. You ain't did nothing. Hallelujah. But his voice is connected to what you're going through. Hallelujah. And sometimes God will give him a word just for you. Hallelujah. That's why you can't come here with resentment in your heart. You miss your word.
Exactly right.
Brother Jack, this man, he get on my name. Brother Jack, you might as well stay home. You might as well go on and listen to Joel Osteen or somebody. Because Jack can't help you. If you got resentment in your heart, he can't help you. But church, you look. Hallelujah. Amen. I was sitting in church one day, and I was thinking about something I was going through, and it was a struggle. It was hard for me because I'm thinking, Lord, I've been serving you. You know, I've been doing the best I can and all these things that I'm thinking about. I'm like, why? Why this? Why that? And my pastor, hallelujah, got to know. See, what I love about God, hallelujah, remember when Jesus on the cross, he was saying, I can call 12 legions of angels. Hallelujah. And there was another place where it say he prayed and the angels came and strengthened him. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's what God does. You could be at your weakest point and God will send angels of strength. Church, and I'm sitting there and the angel behind the pulpit, my pastor, he said, hey, let's just deal with this for a second. This ain't a part of my thought. He said, but let's just deal with this. He said, look, the devil can't do nothing but what God allows.
Amen.
I was like Scooby-Doo. Huh? Did I hear that right? You mean what I'm going through, God, hallelujah, is assisting it? God is allowing it. The devil is out of control. Hallelujah. Church, I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When service was over, I got in my car. Hallelujah. And I started to worship God when I was
praise
good.
The Lord.
Hey, my God is good. Oh. Everything the devil, oh. The finances, the devil, oh. Church, I got in that car and I started to worship God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I started to speak in tongues. I started to say, Luwa, 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 Luwa. Luwa, 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 Luwa. Luwa, 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 Luwa. Luwa, 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 Luwa. That means praise him. Church, sometimes it's the word that releases you when you're so caught up with the cost. If you are a child of God, your life is pre-planned.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stop walking around like the devil does. The devil ain't doing nothing. God is in control.
Yes, sir.
Remember, all things work out for good.
Truth. Truth. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I like what you said. Your wife said, only got one horse way I can get another F-150.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, sir.
And you know what God could be doing? He might be setting you up for a 350. Forget the F-150. You might have some more people to pick up. You might need some more room, honey. You might need something bigger, something stronger. Honey, forget about the F-150, honey. They got 250s and they got 350s. Which one you want?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
If I lose something, that's because God got something better. Stop worrying about what you lost. You're being positionally placed.
Amen.
God got something better.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Church, I'm coming down. You know, it's just still, you can't bring a 747 straight down. You have to come down kind of slow. Sometimes when it's cloudy. So we got to come down a little slow. I can't just come straight down because somebody might get hurt. Somebody might get slain in the spirit up in here. Find yourself shaking and don't know what's coming over you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But church, I started to think about Paul. Hallelujah. Paul didn't know the cost of being positionally placed. Because church, he persecuted the church. He did so much stuff, hallelujah, that he had to look back on and say, look what I did, to the place when God was calling him, Ananias the prophet didn't even want to go pray for him. But then God had to step in and say, let me tell you who this is. Right. When the devil's saying you don't belong or you ain't bride, God steps in, hallelujah, and begins to testify over you.
Yes, sir.
That's what he did to Job, hallelujah. Uh-huh. The devil was going to and fro. God said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in all the earth.
Right.
Hallelujah. But look at Paul. Paul, hallelujah, a night and day in the sea. Bit by a viper, hallelujah. Oh, my church. Stone, whipped, thrown over the wall in the city. All these things. Why? Hallelujah. That he might bring forth Christ. But this is my goal by the grace of God. To look at everything I go through just like Paul did in his eyes. Paul, y'all know Paul was feared. He was feared. You know, his letters and things he wrote, hallelujah, they ain't play with Paul. It's just like Samuel. Read your Bible. When Samuel comes in, they say, do you come in peace? They knew that that prophet had God backing him up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hey, say this. One of the sisters told me, one of Brother Biscuit's daughter, hallelujah, told me that, hallelujah, that when people begin to talk about her father and they church back in them days, somebody died. Wow. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, the prophet of God is in a service and the man is on the balcony and he stands up, hallelujah, to resist the prophet and says, in what name do you do this of? And the prophet says, a name you know nothing about. And the man drops dead right there. Right. Church, when we got God, you ain't got to do nothing. Don't pick up no weapons. Don't get no scriptures, no quotes, none of that stuff. Let God fight your battle.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And church, all the stuff that Paul went through, he didn't know, hallelujah, the cost of being positionally placed. But it was God perfecting him. Church, he, like I say, a night and day in the sea, whipped over 5 times, 40 stripes, hallelujah. Bit by a snake, hallelujah. In the boat tears up, and now they're in the river floating. They're in the ocean floating. All that for the gospel. Church, and then he gets to Agrippa and I forget the other guy's name. You know, Festus. He stands before them and they say, Paul, you've gone mad. You're mad. That's why I love my people in Trinidad. They like to say that. What is wrong with her? She's mad. Yeah, boy. Hallelujah. But you know, church, hallelujah, they looked at Paul and Festus and say, ever learning is clouding your judgment, Paul. You're losing it. He said, no. Paul said, for this purpose I came. I'm going to Rome. I got to go through some stuff, but I'm going. Hallelujah. Yeah, I might get whipped. I might get scarred. I might even get thrown in jail. But just remember, bring me a coat. All the stuff he went through. Why? The cost of what he went through. Why did he have to go through that? Because in Paul, hallelujah, was the book of Romans, was the book of Philippians, was the book of Ephesians, was the Hebrews, hallelujah, hallelujah, church, was the Galatians, was Corinth, hallelujah. All that stuff was in Paul, so Paul had to go through something so God can bring it out.
Amen.
What are you going through that God is trying to bring out to bless the bride? Quotes and stuff, but hey, I'm finna close. Hey, put that last one up, life story. I'ma close. Now we think, hallelujah, that Brother Branham lived such a glorious life. That man went through something. He went through something. I think we don't realize how many times he tried to commit suicide. How many times he got discouraged with the people who wouldn't receive his message. Y'all know one of the statements he made, he said, you know what? I'm going to live in the woods. He said, I'm tired of this. I'm going to live in the woods. And when they want me to pray for somebody, I come out then. And in the midst of him having that thought, he see two bones. And then God begins to talk to him and say, if you try what you planted, you're going to end up like that. See, there was a cost of being a prophet. There was a cough. I know brothers, hallelujah, who've been in his meetings, and one brother told me, he said, you have a big meeting, and the prophet was the speaker and all the denomination of people, and after he'd been preaching, everybody was blessed. He said all the big preachers be walking around talking to each other. He said, and the prophet be in a corner like this, just sitting there. There was a loneliness behind bringing this word out. That was the cost. The cost of you and I getting this word in this day to become perfect. Somebody went through something. Church, even in life story, hallelujah. Look, remember, God told him to go to the Pentecostals. This is when he was married to Hope. He said, go to the Pentecostals. Yeah, even he told him one place, said, if you want the Holy Ghost, go down there. Go down there. It's down there. It's in the Pentecostal church. Go down there. You want the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hallelujah. And you know, all these people thought, we need to move on from Pentecost. Pentecost is a revelation. It's not a place. It's not a church. It's a revelation. You know, and people, oh, we beyond the gifts. Pentecost is not the gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. Pentecost is when they realized they were free.
That's right. Exactly right.
Pentecost is when they realized they had authority.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Because it was in Pentecost where their fears left them. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And Peter came down and said, this is that the prophet Joel spoke.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why would I ever want to get rid of Pentecost?
Come on, brother.
I know some of you brothers deeper than me. It's all right. I'm good. I'm good in my skin. I like being simple. I'm good. But listen, this was when the prophet told his father-in-law and his mother-in-law that God told him he got to go preach to the Pentecostals. But now he's going. Hallelujah. Okay. This is where he says he has to go to his mother-in-law. And she didn't believe. She considered Pentecost a bunch of crazy people. Wild, fanatic people. You're going to take my daughter down there, them people. You're going to go to Spirit and Truth, them people following the man. You're right. The man Christ Jesus.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You can't see what I see.
Hallelujah.
Look, he says, well, I went, and I had to tell her mother. And that did work so good. She said, William, hallelujah. She said, she's your wife. You may take her if you want to. But said, I don't want my daughter drugged out among that bunch of trash. Trash. She called the people of God, when God told the prophet to go get the Holy Ghost, trash. She was calling God's move a trash. Look at the cost. The prophet loved her. He said, friends, I found out this, that what she thought was trash is the cream of the crop. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, that's right. Where we at? Oh, that's right. And I say that with respect, saying out like, hallelujah, that with all the carrying and screaming and carrying on like that, said, why don't you go on up there and be a pastor? And then someday they'll build you a parsonage and all that. Now the story goes on. I'm gonna just cut it off. Hallelujah. But story goes on from there. If you read that a little bit more, he said, and hope didn't live too much longer after that. That was the daughter of the woman who called God's work trash. So the prophet, it cost him to be positionally placed. Because he loved his wife, he loved his in-laws, and he didn't want to go. So God had to move Hope out the way. Even move Sharon Rose, things that were connected to her, had to move it out the way. To get him in position. Ain't you glad? Hallelujah. God put him in position. Now for years, he never got over that. But he kept preaching. For years, he had to be mama and daddy to Bill and Paul. That was the cost of being positionally placed. For years, hallelujah, people thought he was a devil because he was seeing visions. That was the cost of being positionally placed, church. What about you and I? I'll end with this statement. How do you feel about being perfected? Because that's what's happening. Your trials, your tribulations, hallelujah. One time I was preaching about trials and being tested, and I took pictures of Lamborghinis, you know, the Maybach and all these big expensive cars, you know, some of our dream cars. I don't know about y'all, but one of my dream cars is the RR. Y'all know what that RR is? That Rolls Royce. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all are like, that brother Carnal, here, that. You just know, I'm just telling the truth. You can't tell me your dream car is a Honda. And I got one, praise God. And I'm grateful because God gave me that car. Amen. But that ain't my dream. My dream is that RR, what they call it, the ghost, the phantom, the dawn. He said, brother, how you know about all that stuff? Because I had to read up on it. If you ain't got no dreams, you dead. You say, but that kind of stuff, look, I already know I'm predestinated. Uh-huh. I'm like, Lord, what can I get on this side? Uh-huh. I know heaven is mine. I know I got everything heaven got to offer. But Lord, what kind of job can I get on this side? What kind of car can I get on this side? What kind of house can I get on this side? I already know I'm going to heaven. Church, I say all that to say that while you're being perfected, don't complain. Because God is up to something. He's doing it. He's working it. Let musicians come. He's working it for our good. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't look at him like, oh, the devil does, the devil that. You know, I think sometimes the devil run to God and say, why your people keep lying on me? Why they keep lying on me? You know I can't do that. Hallelujah. Church, let's go back in. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Real quick, I want to read you one more quote out of the Song of Union, Church Age. If I can find it. Yeah, the Song of Union, Church Age. It's kind of long, but I think it'll be worth it. Amen. All I got is two amens.
Amen.
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 Church, what I'm preaching is life.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm showing you how to keep the change in your pocket. Hallelujah. Because the cost, hallelujah, is really your blessing. Hallelujah. Y'all know we go to Walmart and we don't want to spend that money. Hallelujah. But you're blessed to get that food. When you get it, you go home and you cook that chicken and them greens and all that stuff. And you're like, man, I spent $100 on this food. But when you eating it, you ain't thinking about them $100. You like, boy, that chicken good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all forgive me. I believe in enjoying church.
Yes, sir, brother.
Forgive me. I don't believe in all us dead. We ain't a bunch of German soldiers. No, we come to enjoy Jesus. We come to celebrate him. We come to worship him. Lift his name up. You heard what that brother said. If he don't give God praise, the rocks will cry out. Just been in an accident and the devil wanted to be quiet. No.
No, sir.
No, I'm coming to talk about the grace of God.
Amen.
No, I will not shut up. Hallelujah. Listen, real quick. This is in the Sunday church age. Listen, the Smyrna church age. He says, now, I want to show you that it's important for us to go through things. Because just like I said, the Maybach, the RR, you know, the Beamer, whatever the Avatar, all them cars, hallelujah. All them very expensive cars that we would love to have had to go through a crash test. That $500,000, hallelujah, Maybach had to get slammed into a wall. Boom! It had to be tested. So it can be found worthy to put life in.
Right.
The ghost had to be tested.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Slam into a wall. Bam!
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
it had to be worthy to put life in.
Hallelujah.
And you got to be tested.
Hey, hey, hey.
Because you got to be found worthy to bring forth life.
Yes, sir.
So I say, God, slam me into the wall. Because
yes.
I'm being made perfect. Then once I get perfect, they put in leather seats. They put in a navigational system because I know where I'm going at all times.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo! They put a sunroof in the front and the back so I can always be looking up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And I don't know about y'all, hallelujah, but the reason why I like the R&R, because the engine has a guarantee that it won't break down.
Amen.
If it breaks down, they'll give you another one.
That's right. Lord, have mercy.
Now, I don't know about your dream car, but mine cannot fail.
Amen.
My God cannot fail.
Amen.
If you break down, he'll give you another body.
Yes, sir. Yes, he will, brother. Amen.
COVID-19 has blessed some people with a new body.
Yes. Truth, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Now the Lord God Almighty says, I know. There he is walking in the midst of his people. There he is, the chief shepherd of the flock. But does he hold back the persecution? Does he hold back the persecution? Not the enemy, the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. Does he stem the tribulation? No, he does not. He simply says, I know your tribulation. See, church, no matter what you're going through, God ain't trying to stop it. He just want to let you know I'm with you.
Yes,
I know. I know that there's some people sick. I know that this is happening in your finances. I know, and I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I know your tribulations. I am not at all unmindful of your sufferings. What a stumbling block this is to so many people. The sufferings of God, hallelujah, is a stumbling block to believers.
Amen.
Why am I going through this? Don't you want to be perfect?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And some of us, hallelujah, our trials seem greater than others. Don't look at it like that, because you might not be able to go through what I go through. And I might not be able to go through what you go through.
Right.
Hallelujah. How many of you brothers in here think you could have a baby? Not me. I'll be the first one to say no. Not me now. Thank God for being a man.
Amen.
Push. Push. I'm good. I guarantee you, if the homosexual could get a taste of that, he'll change his mind.
That's right, bro.
I guarantee you, he get a taste of them birth pains, he'll change his mind.
Exactly right.
He'll say, quick, no, I was made to be a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. Guarantee you, he wants something he ain't ready for. No, you want to be a woman. No, you don't. That's right. He'd be happy to have them size 11 feet. He says, like Israel, they wonder if God really loves them. How can God be just and loving if he stands by and watches his people suffer? That is what they ask in Malachi 1 and 1 and 3. He said, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi, I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet we say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord. Yea, I love Jacob and I hated Esau. Remember, the Bible says that he loved Jacob and Esau, the brothers not even having done any good or evil, but that the purpose through election might be fulfilled. Hallelujah. He said, the burden of the word. He said, yet we say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord. Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and said his and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dangers of the wilderness. You see, they could not figure out God's love. They thought that love meant no suffering. If you ain't going through nothing, that means God don't love you. The Bible saying, hallelujah, whom God loveth, he rebuke and chasten.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, I don't know about y'all, but I know God loved me.
Amen.
I am love.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm in love with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because I done got whipped plenty of times. Still get whipped.
Amen.
You better not do that. Hallelujah. Y'all know, you spank your child, you know, daddy didn't tell you up. But that was love. Y'all know our kids, I was little, I used to get whipping. I deserved it. I used to get a whip. I go in my room. I hope she get hit by a bus. She knows she's that child abuser. But now, me and mom, best of friends. Hallelujah. All of that made me turn out how I turned out. Bible studies I didn't want to have. Hallelujah. All that made me turn out the way I turned out.
Right. Amen.
Thank God for the chastisement.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
That was her love. And God is the same way.
Amen.
Let me keep going. He said they couldn't figure out God's love. They thought that love meant no suffering. They thought that love meant, hallelujah, a baby with parental care. But God said his love was elective love, the proof of his election, that no matter what happened, his love was proven truly by the fact they were chosen unto salvation, because God have chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the spirit and belief of truth. Now listen to this. Listen to this, church. God's love. He may commit you to death as he did Paul. What is that? God's love. Like I said, hurry, the blessings of coronavirus. Some people that died. Could it be God's love? Could it be God's love, hallelujah, that some are going to have days of suffering, more suffering, and God said, no, I'm cutting it off right now. Come on home. He may commit you to death as he did Paul. He may commit you to suffering as he did Job. Job lost everything.
Yes, sir.
He lost his house, his cars, his children, even his wife said your breath stink. Go back and read it. There's a place in there where she said she couldn't even stand the way his breath smelled. And she was saying, curse God and die. That is his prerogative. Hallelujah. See, God had a prerogative before Bobby Brown. We jump around with Bobby, and God already got a plan. God already said, this is the way I'm going to do it. God said, it's my prerogative. I can bless who I want to bless. I can save who I want to save. I can resurrect who I want to resurrect. Stop worrying about what somebody else got and say, God, I thank you.
Amen.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to close. Hallelujah. But y'all know we home.
Amen.
We home. Hallelujah. Through Corona. Hallelujah. Through Ebola. Hallelujah. We've been doing this about 15 years. Hallelujah. Hooray! We didn't watch kids come up in this message. Hallelujah. We didn't watch children that didn't got married. Hallelujah. Now the next generation is coming. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
This word ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Those that are left and talking about the message ain't this and the message ain't that, you wouldn't be the person you are if you wasn't raised in this message. Hallelujah. You got young men and young women talking about, they don't believe this message. Some of them chose their wife off the basis of this message. Some of them chose their husbands off the basis of this message. You wouldn't have the person you got if it wasn't for this message.
Amen, brother.
Don't give me that. You chose a girl who was raised in this message. You didn't, why you didn't get a girl in denomination? Because you saw character in this message.
You are on it, brother. Come on, preach. Come on.
And you tell me that this message ain't true, this message is a lie, I'll tell you your marriage is a lie. Message ain't true, your marriage ain't true. Because you chose that person of the marriage of this message.
Exactly right, brother. Amen. Amen.
Wanna hear that nonsense? I told my son-in-law, I am what I am because of watching my pastor and living this message. That is his prerogative. He is sovereign, but it is all with a purpose. Church, all of us with a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. If he did not have a purpose, listen, if he, Corona, thank God. If he didn't have a purpose, then he would be the author of frustrations and not of peace.
Right. Right. Bro, Jack, I believe that was prophetic. The blessings of Corona.
God has a purpose. If he didn't have a purpose, he'd be the author of frustrations and not of peace. And how many know the Bible says he's not the author of confusion, but he's the prince of peace. Listen. He says that his purpose is that after we have suffered a while, we would be made perfect, be established, strengthened, and settled. As Job said, he put strength in us. I'm going to stop right there. I ain't going to read no more. But church, realize, we serve a God that's in control. Don't worry about the cost. Remember, he'll put no more on you than you can bear. If you lose it all, that's because you could bear it. You get talked about for the rest of your life while you're on this earth, you could bear it. That's just the cost of being perfected. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah. Joseph, Jacob, oh, don't get me started with Joseph. The cost. Church, the cost of being separated from his family. Church, see, God had a certain plan. Where we at? Okay. church. God had a certain plan. Hallelujah. I'm gonna go through this real quick. Hallelujah. God had a certain plan, church. You look at Joseph. Hallelujah. That, amen. He had a dream. Hallelujah. That his brother was gonna bow down. And you know what? He didn't know no better. He just went and told him. He said, you know what? Y'all gonna bow down before me. Man, I don't know who you, I bust you. Y'all don't know who you think you is. Then he had another dream when he told his mom and daddy, y'all going to bow down too. But in the midst of all that, his daddy still loved him, hallelujah. Now, his brothers, hallelujah, were jealous of him for that. But that jealousy had to turn to hatred. Why? Because there were some people coming down that was ready to buy him, hallelujah. So God had to make a way where his brothers, hallelujah, would throw him in a ditch. What did he do? His daddy got inspired, hallelujah, to give him a Gucci coat. Hallelujah. Rainbow with all the colors in it. A Dapper Dan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Had all the colors in it and everything. And when he presented it, hallelujah, he gave it to him in front of his brothers like he was Ric Flair. Dun, 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 dun. They looked at him and say, man, I can't stand you. Because that jealousy had to turn into hatred to get him in the pit, hallelujah. Because the pit, hallelujah, was going to get him be by, was going to be bought, hallelujah. That was going to take him to Potiphar's house, hallelujah. Why? Because Potiphar's wife had a lust demon on her, hallelujah. She was going to tell a lie. That lie was going to put him in jail. Why? Because the bacon butler were coming, hallelujah. That's what it cost Jacob, hallelujah. He had to be lied on. He had to be hated, hallelujah. Amen. He had to fight lust demons. He had to be treated unfairly. And last of all, he had to be forgotten. Because the baker and butler, he told both of them the dream, hallelujah. One died, the other one got restored. And Jacob said, don't forget about me. He was forgotten. But then one day, hallelujah, Pharaoh had a dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a dream. Hallelujah. See, he had to go through all that to get to the throne.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He had to go through all that just to get to the throne. Hallelujah. And church, look. He said, who was it? It was the baker. Hallelujah. He said, I've remembered my mistake. There's a man in your jail, hallelujah, who has thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, clean him up, wash him up, bring him before me, hallelujah. And he began to tell him, hallelujah, what was going on, hallelujah. The 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine, hallelujah. Pharaoh said, hey, who else should I put in this position but a man like you? Hallelujah. The only thing going to separate me and you is our seats. So you worried about what you're going through? Could it be God got a throne for you waiting on you?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Joseph was running the whole country with a reputation of somebody being thrown in the pit, with a reputation of somebody being lied on, with a reputation of being thrown in jail. Now he running, now he come down and everybody's saying, bow the knee, Joseph is coming. The cost of being positionally placed. And from there, Joseph began to run the whole country. God even put his enemies back in his hand. Can you imagine? Now he's running. I'm sorry, I'm trying to close. Can you imagine? Now he's running the country. He's running everything. And Potiphar's wife see Joseph. Because she knows she lied on him. She knows she lied, honey. Church, God will put the liars back in your hand.
Yes, sir.
He'll put them back in them people that lied on you and talked about you. He'll put them back in your hand. Now it's up to you how you're going to deal with it. The only way God will put them back in your hand is if you have character that's fit to rule. Hallelujah. He got the jailer in his hand. He got Potiphar and Potiphar's wife in his hand. And he even had his brothers in his hand.
Yes, sir.
Everybody that ever did him wrong. Hallelujah. The cost had become changed now. He got it all in his pocket. He could have did whatever he wanted to do. But what was God doing? God was building character the whole time. Because God knew he was going to put his enemies, everybody back in his hand. Hallelujah. And what did Joseph do at the end? His brothers, once he revealed himself, he said, go get my daddy, bring him back. They brought daddy back. Hallelujah. Daddy could see everybody, bless everybody, lay hands on everybody. Then daddy died. And the brothers come back with one more lie. Daddy said, don't kill us before he died. But they still lying. But Joseph knew the purpose of everything he went through. He said, what y'all meant for evil, it was for good. He said, God put me here to preserve life. Hallelujah. And you know what? What I do now, people come up to me and say, bro, Diggs, how you doing? You know, you can't really go around and preach and, you know, evangelize. You know, I know money tight and all these things. I say, like Joseph, I say, am I not in the purpose of God? Am I not in the place of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what Joseph told his brothers. Am I not in the place of God? God put me here. He's going to take care of it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Let's pray. And I'll be seated at your feet to worship at your feet. I'll be right here at your feet forever. Oh, and I'll be seated at your feet to worship. You're so good to us, Lord. And Father, it's only you that can bring forth a word and bring forth a thought that will bless your people. And Lord, we're just so happy to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord, we pray that something was said, Lord, that the people of God can take home and live by, Lord. That it'll be more than just good scriptures and good thoughts, Lord, but it'll produce life. Lord God, that we'll be doers of the word and not just hearers, Lord. We pray you just in this time when we're being blessed by the effects of COVID-19 to show that you're still a healer, you're still a provider, you're still a savior. Lord, you're still drawing people to your throne. Lord, and in this time you're doing all these things, Father. Lord, we just pray that the blessing of God be upon this church and as they gather, Lord, and all the churches that are gathering in this area and other areas around the world. Lord, bless the ministries within this church, Lord. Lord, you just continue to feed the people. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Your feet, I'll be right here at your feet forever. Oh, and I'll be.
Come on, sing with all your heart.
I'll be seated at
give the Lord a hand of praise for the word of God that's been brought to our hearts. Amen on this day. Amen. Just appreciate Brother Diggs. Just so much that was just shared in that sermon. It's a cost. It's a cost to be in position and place. And many things were just a confirmation to things that we've been preaching on, and I just thank God, and I just have to add to that little part there about you know, all the people that got problem with the message. You got married in the message, and the reason you chose the wife that you got, or the reason you chose the husband you got, is because of the character you saw in them. Yeah. And the reason they got that character, because somebody preached this message to them.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you would have got a knucklehead.
Hello. Yeah. Right.
Yes, right? But it's because character was preached in them, right? So don't give us that. Don't give us that. There ain't nothing to the message. Your marriage itself proves.
All right.
I'm going to leave it alone.
All right.
But your marriage proves that there was something to this message.
That's right.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Don't give me no knucklehead. I'm praying my daughters find mates, but I want to find somebody with character.
Amen.
And I know what this message produces.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I don't want knuckleheads walking into the church either.
Right.
We want a man that believes the word of God.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Man, I just tell you, I'm lit up. I got to get y'all out because some other folk trying to come in. But I can't wait until the day that we can stop all this,
yes,
and
sir,
come back to one service and just stay here as long as we can.
Amen.
My. Corona be gonna. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm just on fire. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know some of you all are going to be leaving, and some of you driving your way, but I encourage you to tune in to the next service. God got more for us. Amen. And I just know he going to continue to speak. This has been a wonderful weekend thus far, and amen. I'm happy that Brother Diggs was able to make it and just be here this weekend with us. God is good. God is good. Amen. Brother Leo, Sister Tatiana, thank you so much for coming. We trust that we'll see you all again. Amen. Forgive us for being so rushed now, but we amen. Everybody's leaving here with they plate full.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Glory to God. Everybody leaving their plate full. So it's good to go to church and get something.
Amen.
Know that you heard from God, right?
That's
all right. It makes church worth coming to. Let's pray. Amen. And we'll prepare to dismiss you. Father, we thank you for this time we've been able to gather together, able to hear the word of God. Thank you for your servant, Lord, Brother Diggs, just coming to share, Father, from his heart to ours, and how we've been encouraged and strengthened, God, through the things that have been spoken. Bless the saints that have listened online, the saints that have been here present, enjoying it, God. We pray that you bless them all, and that, Father, that you give traveling mercies to those that are leaving. God, keep us until we're able to come back together again. Thank you for all the victories that have been won. Thank you, God, for protecting our brother Josue.
Yes.
You prove yourself, Lord, to be there on the scene.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, even as we heard today, and we're looking forward to seeing the testimonies going to come for this, going from an F-150 to either F-250 or F-350.
Yes.
Lord, because you always do greater. You always one up the devil. Yes. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for the great things that you have in store. And we pray, God, that you would just bless our precious brother. Give him strength as he prepares to come to minister again, Father, for the next service. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Our brothers will come at this time to dismiss you again. If you have an offering that you want to give, we have a box here. As you're going out, and if you have one and you're going out the back door, just let the brothers know. They'll put it in a box for you. But they'll dismiss you accordingly. God bless you. We'll see you again soon. Amen. Mm-hmm.